Support for Curious Louisville comes from Lakshmi Farms, which believes in building community and expanding minds through progressive ideas, education, and growing soil right here in Anchorage, Kentucky.
What do Paul McCartney, Betty White, and Muhammad Ali have in common? All three, along with about 100,000 other people, have been given the title Kentucky Colonel. But how does one gain the honor? That was listener Patrick Grantz's question for Curious Louisville. And our resident Kentucky Colonel, broadcast managing editor Rick Howlett, has the answer.
For a while there, somebody would nominate you and say, I'd like to make this person a colonel, and you would get your certificate signed by the governor. But now the process is a little more stringent, but you fill out the application, send it in, and wait for an answer. I'm Rick Howlett. I'm the broadcast managing editor at WFPL, and Patrick Grantz wanted to know about the Honorable Order of Kentucky Colonels, this organization that we hear about a lot here in Kentucky, has a great tradition that we'll talk about. He wanted to know how the history of it and what do you have to do to become a colonel. I became one back in probably the late 80s. I was a member of the Nelson County JCs, and we did a lot of charitable work. One of my fellow JCs nominated me for it. And a few years later, I got another one. Colonel 2X, I call myself, but Colonel.
The Kentucky Colonels actually started right after the 1812 War.
I talked to Sherry Kroos, who's the executive director of the Honorable Order of Kentucky Colonels, based in Louisville.
We are based in Louisville.
And not Frankfort, as I had previously thought.
Isaac Shelby, who at this time was on his second tour as governor for the state, had a very successful campaign during the War of 1812. And majority of his regiment were Kentuckians. So when they all came back, he wanted to reward them, and he made them Kentucky colonels. Really started with an aide-de-camp. The title is aide-de-camp. And then he put the military title as Kentucky colonel.
As opposed to commodore or general, the name stuck?
Very much an honorary title, but the beginnings of the Kentucky colonels were military-based after the 1812 War.
But it really became more of a charitable organization around the 1937 flood, and they started raising money for people affected by the flood.
That is the hidden gem of the Kentucky Colonels. Kentucky Colonels today, and with all the governors back to 1813, really are people recognized for what they give back to the community, their time and talents with it. And that's one of the organization's high points, that a governor can recognize someone for noteworthy accomplishments. There is an application online that this current governor, Governor Bevins, has. It denotes exact questions on what philanthropic or volunteer organizations do you belong to, and the person who is nominating you has to denote why you think that person should be a Kentucky colonel. So then the governor's office has an individual that reads the applications, and they make the determination at that point.
Colonels, when they started doing charitable work, they gave out like 6 grants. This past year, they gave money to 171 organizations. They've given out tens of millions of dollars in grants over the years. The Hindman Settlement House in eastern Kentucky, here in Louisville, Harbor House, which is in the south end.
Harbor House is a training and development center for individuals with disabilities.
I talked to Maria Smith, who's the executive director there, who spoke highly of the colonels.
They supported us when we built this building back in 2003. We opened the doors here with a nice grant. And then they've given us other things that have helped us to support our people in a great way.
For years, the Kentucky Colonels Barbecue was held the day after the Kentucky Derby out in Bardstown, my hometown. That tradition also started by a woman. It was held on the grounds of Wicklin, which is the home of 3 governors out in Bardstown. It's a huge barbecue and a bourbon blowout after the Derby. You can parlay your Derby weekend, if you will, to a little bit a longer stretch. And occasionally, a celebrity from the Kentucky Derby who came to visit the track would come out. I remember Susan Lucci, the soap opera star, was there. And one year, 1988, the late Tiny Tim came out and performed.
Let me lay there, stay there, never no more to roam.
And I interviewed him in the back of a Lincoln Continental. He had just recorded a country song. And so that was quite a treat. One thing I asked Jerry Kroos is, and because I've kind of chided people for doing this, especially on social media, is it appropriate, I asked her, to call yourself a colonel, to use you know, like Colonel Sanders did? And she says, yes, but don't abuse it, you know.
We have had to talk to a few, particularly young people that are 18, 19, that want to try to use that to their advantage. And we say, look, you received this because you really did good things outside of high school and the beginning of college. Please know it's an honorary title.
They're trying to get a handle on just exactly how many people have been bestowed the honor. It's, you know, around 100,000, and it runs the gamut. All four Beatles have been honored with colonel certificates. Harlan Sanders used the name in the business world.
It's those people, again, who've been recognized for what they give of their time to their community, and the community can be outside of Kentucky. We have Kentucky colonels in 49 countries and in every state of the Union, and we have dollars that come from all those places. It's their way of meaningfully showing what a Kentucky colonel is.
This Curious Louisville story was reported by Rick Howlett and produced by Ashley Stevens. You can submit your own question about our city at CuriousLouisville.org.